It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Did you get a Kindle or an iPad for Christmas? For a lot of you, the answer is apparently yes. The percentage of Americans owning a tablet or e-reader had been holding fairly steady through much of 2011, but a new survey indicates the holidays changed everything. Lee Rainey directs the Pew Internet and American Life Project.
Before the holiday, gifts were passed out among family and friends. About 10% of Americans owned one of those devices. And then afterwards, 19% owned each device. So it was essentially a doubling of the number of people who owned these new technologies. We've been doing survey work about the adoption of technology for 11 years, the rise of the internet, the rise of broadband, the rise of mobile devices, the rise of social networking. We've never seen an increase over 1 month period that is this dramatic.
Lee Rainey from the Pew Internet and American Life Project. Let's say I got a hold of a history of all the websites you visited and what you did there. I'd probably get a pretty good idea of who you are, your interests, maybe your location or your political opinions. Of course, you'd never give me that information, but you do give it to those websites and to online advertisers. Joseph Turow is the author of the book, The Daily You.
Facebook is scarfing up enormous amounts of material about you and putting them into little buckets, much of which it can share with its advertisers or send you ads for its advertisers. Same is true with Google. And if you go to a newspaper site, chances are they're picking up a lot of what you're looking at and putting them into buckets.
The buckets are the categories you fit in.
They can be demographic. That is your age, your gender, your geography, what kind of computer you have. You look for baby carriages, for a car, hosiery, walking sticks, symphony sites, checked on vacation cruises, or diabetes medicine. How many times do you go on to Twitter and talk about various types of issues?
Turow says it's not just each site collecting data, it's how you move from site to site.
And sometimes they're actually offline, online connections where companies will take data about you from offline sources, match that with data about you from online sources, and the company doing it supposedly will scrub your name and address so that the company that's selling the data or using the data will only know you as a number.
So data is being mined and profiles are being formed. Now, who might want to use that information? How about Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Barack Obama, anyone running for office? Turow says that kind of profiling isn't big yet.
But what we're beginning to see is media companies connecting with political campaigns in such a way as to do what I've suggested consumer advertisers have already begun to do. That is, to make judgments about people based upon their activities online and to make judgments that seem to be unrelated to politics, to connect them to political views, and then to send people selective ads based upon that.
That would mean the political ads you see would be different from what someone else sees about the same candidate.
So, for example, if I find that people who have certain cars are more inclined to believe a certain line of a political campaign, they might be sent to a particular link, whereas other people may be sent to other links, sometimes emphasizing a very different aspect of that candidate's background. So you may have a very different notion of that candidate from somebody else because of the ways in which companies make inferences about you and the way you're targeted.
Joseph Turow's book is The Daily You, How the Advertising Industry is Defining Your Identity and Your Worth. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. You can also find us on Facebook under our own name. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.